What are you looking at?
Do you not wear headphones anymore?
I do wear headphones. Can you give me a second?
Sure, yeah. I'd like you to get them on. Okay. I'd feel more comfortable if you had them on.
You know, we would already be rolling if you didn't need to go to the bathroom. We would be halfway through.
I'm an older gentleman. These things happen more frequently.
Oh, don't. That's not it.
Yeah, especially it sounds like this is a little frantic.
Yeah, there's definitely a part of me that, I will be totally honest, we don't know each other at all. There's definitely a part of me that's not sure you're going to get it the first time.
Yeah.
Because most people don't.
No, it did not. Oh, for one.
Okay.
Trying again. Oh, for two. Now we're getting into, when do you get locked out?
Like 30.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, for three.
I don't know.
This is, yeah. It's not crisis territory yet, but it's heading that direction.
My shit is not very secure. I've had a variation on the same embarrassing password since I was 13, and then it just gets longer every time I change it.
Yeah. Who do you think you're talking to here? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what you do.
What?
They text you a code.
Yes. Two.
The code was two.
That doesn't seem very
It's like in the little rascals.
Was it really?
It was just a two.
That's insane. I've never seen that before.
That means this is legitimately probably a hack.
I just got a security alert.
Oh, yeah. You've got mail.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guest digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Stroud.
And I am Nicole Despel, and our guests this week are from the Bechdel cast, Jamie Loftus and Caitlin Durante.
Hi.
Jamie, I feel like I bungled your last name a little bit, just really gently.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, if you listen
I heard
back.
Loftus.
Can
we check that back?
Can we check that tape?
Yeah, let's run it
Let's
back.
Run that back, Rachel.
Jamie Loftus and Caitlin Durante. Loftus.
Well, you were so focused on saying Durante correctly.
That is 100% an accurate assessment of what was happening. Yes.
And you absolutely nailed the Durante, butchered the Loftus.
Yep. And that's
Loftist.
If there's ever been a Greek mythology, it's that. I don't know what that sentence
butchered means. The Loftus.
Yes. Okay. Jamie, so we're in your email.
Yeah.
Let's look.
Okay.
It's very small. For starters,
how do I make it bigger?
We need to zoom. We need to do
go to view up top.
Yeah, not okay, everything.
Don't
you're
highlight
clicking,
everything.
Everything you're clicking is wrong.
So you don't read your email. It looks like
I got 23.
Okay, you're busy.
I open certain ones. They're the ones I. How does that work? Yeah, the things that I did open are down here.
Oh,
the things I
a lot
open
of unread
here.
Ones from me.
Wow.
Oh, you can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's get into that.
Okay, well, should I open one?
How does anything important?
I mean, it looks work-related.
Yeah, work.
No, it's all, I mean, yeah. I don't know if I have a very juicy inbox. Like, yeah, I deleted a bunch of emails this morning from Joanne's Fabrics.
Fabrics? Yes.
Yeah. Most of my trash is probably Joanne's Fabrics. How do I find my trash?
There.
Yeah, you're my trash.
Oh, we don't go into trash a lot.
Yeah, but we should.
Cars for Kids, let's celebrate 1 year together.
What does that mean? What have you been doing with Cars for Kids for 1 year?
I had to get rid of a car very quickly, and Cars for Kids has the lowest rating of car donation, which just means they'll kind of take anything. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the correct documents, and I don't have a driver's license, so I just had to get rid of this car.
You had to get rid of a car quickly. Sounds like you stole it, so maybe you should clarify.
I didn't steal it. I just was driving it. Caitlin,
you don't have a driver's license. What do you mean you were driving it?
I mean, you can drive without a license. It's just a crime.
Just don't get caught.
Yeah. So I was driving without a license for a while. I didn't have my license taken away. I just never got it.
Is this the first confession of an actual crime that we are sure of that we've had on the show?
What do you mean? Wait, I'm more concerned. I would be less concerned if you're like, my license got taken away and I kept driving. I'm more concerned that you've never had one and you drove.
What? Why? A lot of people are like that.
Is that true?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay, we're getting a lot
people
of shaking
People who grow
heads.
Up in cities don't get driver's licenses a lot of the time.
No. They don't get driver's license and then they also don't drive.
I think
right.
That's what it is.
But I'm not going to win this battle.
Where did you learn
Regardless.
To drive? Where did you learn to drive?
Just when I started driving.
Wow.
No one taught you?
When I got that car.
Whoa.
My friend Phil took me out driving a couple of times once I got the car, and I was like, I'm going to start driving. And he was like, oh, you're going to get your license, right? I was like, yeah, I guess. And I failed the test twice, but I get nervous.
Okay.
I did it in the middle of Hollywood, which is like a horrible place to take your driver's test.
Yeah.
And it was very easy to fail. And I failed twice.
I would probably fail that. And I've been driving for longer than I haven't been driving.
Thank you. It was really hard. And I was really nervous. And so I failed the driving test twice.
Right.
After I had like just moved to California. But my friend from college was like trying to get rid of this old Corolla. And so she like sold it to me for like $400. And I was like, oh, cool, I have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept failing the test. And I was like, well, I'm just not going to pass it. But I'm an okay driver. And then I drove for 8 months and nothing happened.
I don't have a problem with this.
I feel slightly better than I did before.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, Matt. I think it was the idea that you had circumvented the system
bothered
me. But you attempted to go through the system and it didn't work out.
I'm fine with that. Sucked and
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it is my white privilege flexing on all levels that I was able to get away with it for so long, because I was pulled over once, and I also hit someone with the car, not a person but a car.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great.
And not that great, was when I stopped.
I thought we had another crime being confessed to.
And I killed someone.
It was dark. It was dark. Yeah. I was scared.
No, I like that when that happened, I like grazed someone's car. And then they scammed me out of basically all of my savings. But like the alternative was they would call the police.
Right. And that's the peril of
go to jail.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, you know, he had me.
Was that kind of like you tip your hat? Like, yeah, you got one. You got me.
No, I was crying. It wasn't a
not
like,
a hit. Not a
what
hat
was
tip
the process? By what means did he scam you? I mean, like, did he do it all at once, or was it like a slow burn scam?
No, it was one fell swoop.
Wow.
I feel like I'm gonna get arrested retroactively, but I
we'll
no,
because
it's a fictional
your name.
Podcast. It's a fictional, and we'll bleep out your name. We'll
yeah, it's
bleep
a fictional,
out your name.
Mostly fictional show.
It was like a slight fender thing on a turn, and we pulled over, and I was like panicking, and I like just told him right away. I was like, look, I can't give you my forms because I don't have a driver's license. And it was not even a scratch on their vehicle or mine, but he, you know, saw an opportunity and was just like, if you give me $2,000 in cash right now, I will consider forgetting about this. And so then I called my friend who had taught me to drive. And I was just like, please, can you take your lunch break to, like, come here? I just don't want to be alone. And he drove my car with me in it behind the guy who I had hit to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to withdraw all the money I had at that time and just, like, give it to him. And
what a terrible person. What a truly awful, terrible person.
I mean, he also could have.
Did he have your information?
Put in jail.
Did he have your information
he
already?
He had my information too. So I was just like, I mean, if I don't do what he says, I'm kind of
He had three
fucked.
Choices and two of them were evil and he picked the lesser of the two evils. And then
exactly.
There was a third, like, more forgiving choice and he just ignored that one altogether.
That one is like, okay, it's fine. Everything's fine. Please just get your license or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
Please don't do this anymore. But,
totally.
Right?
Right.
That's it.
But then, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I genuinely don't know what I have... Would I have stopped driving if I had just gotten away with it? Because when I got pulled over and then the police officer, I was like down the street from my house. He's just like, wait, go back home. And I was like, okay. And then I just went back home and then kept driving. So maybe it's good that he scammed me. I bounced back. We don't know what happened to him. But anyways, after that, I like called my therapist and he was just like, you need to get rid of that car.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good therapist.
So that's was 1 year
that's
ago
a juicy
today.
Story.
Thank
from
you.
That
very
came
juicy
from
story.
Your inbox.
From my deleted
and
cars
trash.
For kids.
You mean that
and
was 20 years ago today and the statute of limitations is totally gone.
And I thought the weird thing could save.
Did you know it's been 1 year since you donated your Toyota Corolla?
No. But it is, to me, it is so absurd for them to say you're celebrating 1 year together. You haven't done anything together for this year. That's like if you went on one date with somebody and a year later they like sent you a message about celebrating 1 year together.
Well, the thing with cars for kids is they want you to report it on your taxes. But, like, obviously I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, no,
I just
there's
had to
no
make
way.
The car disappear.
What? Why do they want you to report it on your taxes?
So they get some sort of credit for, like, being – because they're, like, I guess they're a shady organization. Or that's what I was told, because my therapist and I were, like, Googling stuff on the phone together of, like, what's the easiest way to get rid of a car without really much of a trace.
That's a helpful therapist. All yeah. therapy ever did for me was talk about your dad. Yeah. And look where I am now.
This guy
no further ahead.
Helped me cover up a crime that I had done and yeah. regret. And I am.
Well, that's what you pay him for, right? That's what you pay the therapist for.
Yeah, that's what I pay him the big bucks for.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Nicole?
It's me. You know that.
Yeah, I got a car ID.
Yeah, and I also don't like what my voice did just now on Hi, Matt. It was a weird, I hit a weird note.
You're hard on yourself by your voice in general, though. Let's just say.
Am I really?
Yeah.
There was like a period of time where I thought it was very attractive, though.
It's a constant critique you have going with yes. your voice.
So I'm calling because I think you and I both got mail.
I believe that's true, yes.
Yes, we did. We have a new sponsor. And we got mail from Lola, which is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes.
That's cool. I like the word organic.
Oh, that's good. I do too, actually. And part of why I like it is because the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose what's actually in feminine care products, so most of them don't. So it's nice that Lola leads with transparency about what's in the box.
That's great.
It also was a very nice box.
You know, I actually received this box as well, so I can attest to that.
Wait, did you really?
Yes, I did.
It's nice, right? It's like a discreet, but like a pleasing white.
Yes.
And I also liked that, I don't know if you opened the box, I got tampons. I liked that they were all like sort of a pearly white or a pearly blue. Like I found the color of the packaging very pleasing.
Yes, I got tampons as well, and I also appreciated the packaging.
Did you open the box?
I did open the box.
You're thorough with our sponsorship.
Yes.
Here's what I like especially about getting that box. As a person who regularly buys tampons, it is very frustrating to walk into a store and have some people I've never met tell me exactly how many of all the different sizes that I need, and they are never what I actually want. And so then a month later or 3 months later, you open your cabinet and you've got a massive amount of boxes that are all half full.
Yeah.
And none, a real Goldilocks situation, which is like, this is too big, this is too small, none of these are right. But Lola makes it easier because you can customize your box with a mix of products, a mix of absorbency, and the frequency of delivery, because it's super flexible. You can skip, you can cancel, but Lola offers pads, liners, and both BPA-free plastic applicator and environmentally friendly non-applicator tampons, which is a thing that I try to do because it makes me feel better, but I think I'm pro-applicator.
I'm all for BPA-free and environmentally friendly. I love it.
For sure. And here's my favorite part of it. For every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that is a big issue of people who are in need of those products not having the access to get them. So it really makes me happy that Lola is taking that on.
Where can our listeners find this fine set of products?
Oh, Matt, just wait. Our listeners, for 40% off your first month subscription. And I will say, all like jokes, sponsorship aside, my mind was blown when I read the number 40%. That feels like such a generous.
It's a good number.
Cut. That's a good cut. That's almost half.
That is.
So for 40% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter inbox when you subscribe.
Boom.
Most of these deleted emails are not connected to crimes that I've done. I a lot of from Joanne Stores. I recently got into quilting. If anything stands out, just let me know.
Well, I think we need to ask both of you a question, right,
yes.
Nicole?
Go for it, Matt.
We need to know from both of you, who is someone from your past or present that you do not want to email?
Email roulette.
And we're going to pick one.
Who I've emailed with previously or just anybody, period?
Don't have to have emailed them before, just someone you don't want to send an email
okay.
to.
Okay. Oh gosh.
Anyone I've ever dated. That's... Ever. I'm trying to think of other.
Do you want us to name names?
No, or just... don't okay. say. You'll give us context, but that'll okay. be it.
Yeah, context, not identifying information.
Okay.
Oh man.
Here's what happens at the end of the show. There will be a trivia question. If one of you gets the trivia question wrong, the other one will be sending their email.
Oh my goodness!
Nicole's really added some stakes to this one.
This is yep. wow.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a real Bechdel test.
I would not want to.
That's a real Bechdel test.
Speaking of my dad, I would not want to email my dad.
Oh.
And I just named his. I didn't name his name, but I clearly identified who it was.
Oh. Okay. Okay. That's one.
Jamie, is there a specific ex, like one that's like really?
Not anyone that I would want to contact ever.
No, but that's the idea. But is there one that like you would not want to contact the most?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give us some context for this?
I don't like him. I'm going to pick.
How far back?
The goofiest
okay,
one.
Yes. Goofy is
yes,
good.
That's fine.
This would have been like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. he lives in this area. And every time I come to New York, I'm like, it would be the worst if we ran into each other because I don't desire any closure. I just like
got
the
it.
Kind of person where you're just like, don't wish you ill, but if I ever see you again, I'll be fucking pissed.
Okay, this is my instinct, Matt, is to go for Jamie's, and Caitlin will be in the hot seat at the end of the show, and if Caitlin gets the question wrong, Jamie will be sending this email.
I'm pretty sure his girlfriend's pregnant now.
I'm like, okay with that, but I think we should hear Caitlin's quick elevator pitch on
about
her dad.
The dad that all we know about so far is that a lot of time in therapy was about him, and you want the quick elevator pitch. Cool. You're the sick one.
I guess we've already got it.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so Jamie, please open up a compose box.
So I have a subject line, Nicole, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to be upset at all if you shoot it down, but I'm just going to throw it out there.
Do it.
Okay. Was that you? Question mark. And if you follow where I'm going with that,
no.
If you want to go a different direction, you can go a different direction.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it. So, Jamie, you're going to type, and you're basically typing whatever we say.
Okay. So the subject line, was that you?
Yes.
Was that you, question mark?
Oh, good. And I like that you knew it was lowercase. Great.
There. just like going back into the way we used to communicate, very casual.
Yep. Hey, bud. Yep. Took a subway this morning. Glanced up from my novel.
Parentheses.
And the parentheses,
we need a novel
can we
title.
Like Elena Ferrante?
Okay. Spell that however you think it should be spelled if you don't know it.
She got it, though.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
I read a book before.
And pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken.
I wish there was a way to put this tone, your inflection, using into the text.
Kaylin, saw your friendly face.
This is the ex that wrote all the songs.
Oh, wait. Is he the same guy who made you wear the drive jacket or a different?
No, that's a bad one. That's a really bad one.
Okay. I feel like we have, Nicole and I don't have some information that we need here.
Yeah, what's someone when we say the words wrote all the songs, what does that mean?
Songs about your body, right?
Like songs about
like body shaming.
Your body
songs.
Is not even body shaming, just okay. like there is that song called Your Body Is Dumb.
That's a song?
That's not even like shame. It's just an opinion, I guess. He was like a...
He's a comedy musician?
No.
Oh.
He's just a regular musician. And I don't know if he's still making music, but he wrote a lot of songs when we first met and then a lot of songs when we broke up.
And how did you receive or hear the songs when you broke up?
When we broke up, how
did you become aware of them, I should say?
Because I kept I was like not thrilled about the breakup.
I
didn't necessarily want to break up with him, but it just became very obvious that I had to.
Okay.
Because I was like, this is just not going anywhere. And so then I broke up with him, and then he released a mixtape on Bandcamp, a lot of which had to do with how he was mad at me. And the chorus would go, your body's dumb. Your body's dumb. Your body's dumb. Your body's dumb.
He's creative. He's so creative.
You're something like, I still listen to them sometimes for fun at like parties. Your brain is wrong. Your brain is wrong. Your heart fucking sucks. And that was how the song went.
Do we, can I ask, what is dumb about your body?
I didn't ask him to clarify.
Great, okay. And you have no guesses.
I don't care to know.
Great.
Okay, so wait. Pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, saw your friendly face.
Wanted to say hey. But then I remembered.
Yeah, this is a good turn you're making.
Yeah. That I absolutely do not want closure. Ever.
Uh-huh.
So just letting you know.
Okay.
Hit me up if you have any questions.
Oh.
Sorry, I shorted
it. HMU.
No, yeah. Nice.
Hair and makeup if you have any questions. Actually, can we change that to hair and makeup if you have any questions?
Yeah, that's smart. That's a smart edit.
How do we feel?
Matt, do we want an ending?
How do we feel?
Uh-huh.
Do we have an ending? Write it. Do we have an ending?
I hope not.
It's don't want any closure. Do we have an ending?
Yep.
But it's a fake out because then we went, I hope not.
That was a test.
Yeah.
I think this feels perfect.
This is good.
All right, Kaylin, get over here.
Okay.
There's a seat change. I just want the record to reflect Jamie's flashlight is on.
Sorry,
just in case.
Okay.
We need a new window.
And we're going to log in a new window?
Yeah, right?
I'm excited to not be in my email anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was like, what is this feeling I'm having? It's relief. Caitlin, do you have to send yourself a 2? Oh,
she didn't get a 2.
You're not secure.
You got to get that single digit security verification. All right.
Caitlin, I read that email from Mary Agnes.
Oh, I haven't done it yet.
So I can see.
Mm. How many emails do you think you both get? Like, what percentage of your inboxes do you think overlaps?
I feel like, for me, probably like at least a third of my emails are also to you.
It's quite a bit.
It's always people just like telling us we're late doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So we have a segment called Bottom of the Box where we look at the first email that you have.
The Bottom of the Box.
Ooh.
I, however, would love to look at the first email that we have between the two of you. So, Caitlin, can you do a search in your inbox for Jamie's email address?
Yes.
Not your inbox, your whole mail.
Did you email me about...
I don't know if...
The show, or was that like a Facebook message?
It was an email.
It was an
But
email.
I don't know if that would be our first one ever.
No, Let's bet. There's some like random Click Boston on one we don't know about.
I was going to ask you, so you guys met in Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've known each other for...
Quite a few years now.
Yeah.
Many clicks. I love when it says of many. You're only in July of last year. Jesus. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, no, actually, you guys just met last year, it turns out.
Oh, 2013? Damn.
A lot of these early ones are going to be like that, it seems.
Oh, wow. Here's one. Jamie Loftus is your guest host tonight.
Oh.
It's 2014. She'll be running the show. That's it.
Yep. It's pretty boring email.
Well, that's a lackluster email.
So you guys were overlapping a lot, and I'm sure that you've talked about your origin story before, so we don't have to spend a ton of time on it. But you guys overlapped a lot in that scene. When did you like zero in on each other as something more than just...
I think like when we like basically when we started doing this show. Well, it was, I feel like there was like a period of time immediately leading up to you being like, we should do this show, where we were like becoming closer friends and having some friend dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we were in Boston, I felt like not cool enough to hang out with Caitlin.
I was extremely intimidating and I still am.
She truly was.
Please don't look me in the eye.
I remember when we were, what was that like show?
Somewhere in like Jamaica Plain.
Yeah, yeah. And we were both on it and it was like an all women show.
Yeah.
And you were like turning in your thesis that week. And I was like, congrats on your thesis.
And I was like, I'm about to get a master's degree.
You said my last name is pronounced Durante.
Durante.
So here's what I need to do. So we're finding a lot of emails where you are referenced to each other.
Yes.
I need to find the first email between
you. Oh, yeah. How do you do that? Is there a way?
There is a way. There is indeed. Okay, here we go.
Oh, boom.
Okay. Oh, here's the podcast question mark. It's not the first one, but that's the third one where I'm asking
wild.
You. And you referenced your some car troubles.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's read this.
Read it.
There was always car troubles.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, okay. You wrote it.
I say, hey, Jamie. This is September 5th, 2016. Hope you're doing well. I've been brainstorming an idea for a podcast, and I wanted to reach out to see if you might be interested in collaborating / co-hosting it with me. I'm looking for a 1, funny, 2, feminist, 3, lady, 4, who knows a lot about movies, and I thought you'd be a great fit. Since then, I learned that you do not know a lot about movies, but I thought that you did at the time.
Thank you.
The working title is The Bechdel Cast, and it's a discussion of movies in the context of their female characters, how they're presented, what their role is in the story, whether or not the movie passes the Bechdel test, etc. I'm still developing the finer details, like whether or not there would be a guest every week, how many movies would be discussed per episode, if there are any other components to each episode, a game, some movie trivia, but I wanted to gauge your interest. Let me know.
Wow.
I love it. Okay, great.
Very concise email.
And then, Jamie, would you read your response?
I can't see it. Can you scroll down?
When was the response?
Okay, so I was thinking about this. Jamie waited a cool 24 hours.
Wow.
Very brave of me.
Yes.
Caitlin, as I'm sure you already know, this is 1,000% of my alley, and I'm jazzed you thought of me for it. Consider me in. I would love, spelled L-U-V, to talk more about it.
Great. And then Caitlin?
This is a really happy correspondence.
This is delightful.
We truly never disagree.
Yay! Exclamation point. Let's meet up and talk about it! Exclamation point. When is good for you?
For sure. I work from home now, so I'm way more flexible. Generally, anytime after 4 and before shows is A+.
Great, Caitlin.
Nice. Working from home is the best. I'm extremely cool. You around tomorrow or Thursday? 4:30?
Can you scroll again? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow at 4:30 would be perfect. Let me know where you want to meet up. I have a car now, too, so anywhere is good.
This is the longest dance around a meetup I've ever seen. Like, this could have been 2 emails. It's like 9. Cool, yeah, let's meet over coffee. How's Wednesday? Yep, sounds great. See you.
I have a car.
Whoa, that's wonderful. You have a car? I love cars. Oh, sorry, keep going.
That's basically what I said. I said, look at you, a job, an apartment, a car. We must have, like, talked about how you were looking for an apartment or something like that. Otherwise,
This would have been right after. Yeah, I hastily moved into an apartment.
Got it.
Keep going. Yeah. Please reread this. Please reread this.
Look at you, a job, an apartment, a car, all caps. You have it all. How about H Coffee House on Hillhurst? It is no longer called that, by the way. It's now
changed.
Called the Guest House.
Okay, here you scroll.
Mm-hmm. And then?
All caps. Consider it done.
So did the meeting finally happen after that?
Yeah, so we met.
Thank God.
And then,
day,
so this
time.
Is me following up on September 11th, never forget, with... some details that I had found out. I don't know if we should keep going.
This is shifted into a very... We've returned to the initial email tone, and it's now very professional again, including having a numbered list.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's very much me. Yes. I'm all about bullet points, numbers.
Make it readable. It's good.
That's awesome. And then what was the turnaround time between this and when you did the first recording?
I think less than a month.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
That's wild. Like that.
Yeah, it was all very quick.
But yeah, most of it was just working out that first meeting.
So fast.
Yeah. I know.
Wow, we're so pleasant over her email.
You're in LA now?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the delivery situation there?
Dining in.
I've stayed in LA briefly. What?
Of food.
Sorry. Yeah, not the mail system.
How do you get, how do you get your packages?
Mostly U.S.
Explain
Postal
Los Angeles
Service.
Mail to me. No, what is
food delivery?
Yes.
Okay. I think a lot of people use Postmates.
I usually use Postmates.
Yeah.
What about you? You said a lot of people, so you're not.
Well, I don't. I would never have food delivered to me because I would never pay that extra expense.
I only do.
If I'm gonna
hear a lot of good food,
treat myself to food that I didn't make, which I should do more often because I am a horrible maker of food. I'm already like, it's expensive, so I'll just go to the place. Because then, not that I want to take, money away from the hardworking people who are delivering our food, but I'm always like, well, then you have to tip the driver, and then you have to pay the delivery fee, and all that stuff.
But you're never in a moment of weakness like, I'll just order.
No, I'm very strong. Willed.
I only do it when there's like a delivery. You get the delivery, like
for free.
You get the free code. And then I'm like, well, a tip is, I would tip if I went to a restaurant anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
Jamie, would you come on over here?
Yeah.
Caitlin actually got off pretty easy because we just found an email between the two of you.
That's true.
So we're going to get, we'll get Caitlin later.
Yeah.
We'll get her later. So we have Seamless here in New York. Does Postmates do they send you, what are you looking at me like that?
Just so you know, what we have here in New York is called Seamless.
I'm familiar.
So does Postmates send like email?
Oh, I think it would send to a different email, but I can check.
What's the other email?
That's my old work email that I had like signed up for a bunch of stuff that I still log into occasionally, but it's literally just like my Lyft account, emails that come in through my website, and like Postmates. But let me see if I have anything from Postmates. Maybe I do. No, I don't. I don't know why Postmates would be labeled in all of these, but I don't know.
Let's find out.
Oh wait, should I see what is
under
Postmates?
Well, we're here.
Okay.
Wait, did somebody say Postmates?
Oh, yeah. Right down here.
Oh,
so it's an email from yourself.
No.
Right up here. So
have my Postmates. Oh, this is from a show that I did last year, where I. This was called The Hacker Who Codes. This is an insane email to have. This is a script for just me that I emailed to myself in case I forgot it on stage. So
what were you gonna do? You were gonna like pull up your phone if you forgot it?
Yeah, because it was a show where I had like a bunch of computers and phones on stage because I'm like, I'm the hacker who counts. And I had the script everywhere.
So you just could jump over to a different monitor and read the script basically if you needed to?
Yeah, because it was an hour long and, I wasn't getting paid. So I was like, I'm not going to memorize this whole thing. So here would be I have my Postmates account hacked so that every time I order Diet Coke and maxi pads and or diapers, depending on the month, it charges to the Republican Party. I think that's the only time Postmates comes up in this very long show.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you emailed it to yourself again.
And then I what?
You emailed it to yourself again.
Oh, yeah. I probably. Why did
I? Why'd
oh,
you
no.
That?
I emailed it to Staples at printme.com. Just a little peek into my incredible life. I don't own a printer. I go to Staples. And then I think these are all like just like when I was doing a TV writing job, I must have written a sketch about Postmates at some point because that seems to be what this is.
So Postmates, big part of your comedy life. Medium part of your regular
Turns
life.
Turns out, yeah. It comes out pretty frequently. And I make my living off of Postmates jokes.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
I used to make a living. I was a Postmates driver for a little
Whoa.
While.
Oh, I
what?
Forgot that.
Yeah, when I first moved to L.A.
Yeah. Do you have any emails about that?
No, you've just served Postmates.
Actually, this ties in really well to an earlier story of yours, Jamie.
Really?
I don't know if I would have any email correspondence about it. We can find out. But the reason I had to stop driving for Postmates is that I also got into I would call it a car mistake more than an accident. A car blooper,
Yep. All right.
And that I was on a delivery and I had to like reach into my passenger side floor of the car to grab something and I shifted a little bit in my seat not realizing it and like my foot came off the brake a little bit. Like I was stopped
this
at
a
red
car
light.
Accident, just so you know. However this ends, this is a car
it's
accident.
It's a car mistake, I think she said.
It was so minor that it might as well not have even have happened. But like my foot came off the brake a little bit. So I drifted at like, I don't know, 1 mile an hour into the car ahead of me. And so we just like, it was just like a light little tap. And then he was like,
give me $2,000.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. What if it's the same guy?
Maybe.
I'm sure it's the same guy.
He's still in my phone contacts.
Don't say that to us.
Yeah. Careful. Be careful.
Yeah, you're true. So, yeah. But he was like, you made a scratch. I'm like, no, I didn't. And then he like did the whole, luckily I had a driver's license and I had insurance and everything. So I had to report it to my insurance. And then I made the mistake of not lying to them and telling them that I was using the car for like a commercial purpose at the time. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, you're not allowed to do that with the insurance you have. You have to like quit that job. So.
Whoa.
They made you quit Postmates?
Pretty much.
That's crazy.
Well, if I wanted to keep the insurance. So it was either like keep my job or keep my insurance. And then I was like, if I quit my job, can I keep my insurance? And they're like, okay, you need to show proof that you've quit. So I actually might have email correspondence about.
Can I look up Postmates in here?
Do it.
Them making like writing a resignation letter for me or something.
Gustavo, there's new.
This is also absurd because it's like, you know, nobody driving for Postmates has the proper insurance.
No, not a single
person.
There's
no way.
Shit. Oh, I've got a 1099 from Postmates. That tracks.
Mm-hmm. Elite. This is notarized resignation. Ring-a-ding-ding. Click on it.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to read
this. Caitlin, would you read this?
Yes. To whom it may concern. My name is Caitlin Durante, and I had an auto insurance policy, and I gave the policy number. That was canceled effective March 26, 2015, because I was driving for a courier service called Postmates that required me to use my vehicle to deliver food and retail items. I am so formal. It is wild. I have since resigned from that job, and attached is a written and notarized. I apparently had to have it notarized.
That's
oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Statement to that effect. It is my understanding that by providing this statement, I will be able to get my coverage back on this same policy. Oh, so this is me emailing Geico, basically. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, can we read your resignation?
Please confirm the receipt of this statement and please let me know if you need additional information.
Are you a lawyer?
I think this is so weird.
Oh, yeah, click the resignation letter, right?
Okay, yeah, wait. Please read this to us.
Is this also from me?
No, this is.
Okay. This is from Postmates. Mr. Postmate, to whom it may concern. As of today, Monday, March 16, 2015, Caitlin Durante will no longer be completing delivery jobs on the Postmates platform.
I would love it if it said in which she delivers retail goods and
food items.
Caitlin gave her notice of resignation and her account has been closed. If you have any further questions regarding this matter, feel free to contact me and then phone number. Yeah.
For sure, this guy was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
This is so much more interaction than anyone at Postmates ever intended to have with a driver.
Yeah.
I never would imagine in my wildest dreams.
I don't know if I've ever resigned like formally. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out in a minute.
Oh, okay.
And then here's a response from Postmates. How'd it go? Not from Postmates, from the insurance company.
You want me to read that? Okay. Case number, blah, 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 blah. Dear Caitlin. thank you for providing the notarized statement to us. We have forwarded your information to our underwriting department for review. Once the document has been reviewed, our underwriting department will contact you. Thank you for using our online services.
Jeez.
Wow. Additionally, we'd like to hear from you. So cheerful.
Not a fucking chance. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I guess that was case closed after that.
Yeah, I got my insurance back. Everything is fine.
Well, that's good. I can't. But how much does it cost to notarize something?
It's cheap. I think $10 or so.
Do they make you pay for it or did this guy have to go pay for it?
I don't remember, honestly. It was too long ago.
I don't think that I've ever resigned over email, I guess. I don't know if I've ever technically resigned from anything.
You just stopped
showing. You still have those jobs.
I just I guess I would say quit. I don't know. I feel like I've never been at a full-time job long enough to have to tender resignation. Mm-hmm. I would just be like, well, duh.
Have we looked at your drafts yet?
No.
What's in the drafts?
Oh, what's in the box?
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of very boring stuff, I think.
Well, we'll find something. Maybe.
Okay. Well, I would love to know what this one is, which is just a list of random phone numbers.
Oh, sure.
Sorry, can you read us this email?
Freaky.
Yeah, read this. And don't editorialize. Just read it to us.
Yeah, don't you? No context. Just
we'll bleep out. We'll bleep out any numbers if we need to.
Okay, 866-613-3777, and then.
Oh no! Just
L.A. 866-613-3777.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. I made a change in Calgary, California. Last pay stub, letter of termination, passport, social security card.
This is unhinged.
Yeah, this is
CH35E38.
What is this?
Terrifying.
Okay. This is actually
murderers.
Important.
What is it?
No, okay. So I don't know if New York has this, but Covered California is like California's Medicaid, basically. So, you know, if you're low income, as I often have been, you can get health insurance through Covered California. The problem is that it's so, like, such bureaucratic bullshit where, you know, you have to, like, you don't know how you're covered. You don't know where you're cut. Like, there's so many hoops to jump through. So I was, like, trying to figure out even, like, what my insurance was and all this stuff. So I called a number, and then they're like, this isn't the right number. Here's a new number you actually need to call. And then I would call that number, and then they'd give me like 10 other numbers to call. And then they'd like give me an address to be like, oh no, you have to like
go here.
Yeah. And so that's why I wrote like last pay stub letter of termination. Cause I was trying to get back on Cover California insurance. Cause I had like my income changed cause I had lost a job. And then they like, I need to like provide all this like proof of ID. So that's why it's like, passport, social security card. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's just like all this stuff. I don't know what that code CH, it looks like cheese almost.
It does look like cheese.
But yeah.
She just got strangely hungry at the end.
Cheese. That's
really
funny.
Yeah. So it's actually not as exciting. It's actually, this is a commentary on the state of the health insurance industry in America.
Yeah.
Yes, wow. That it uses phone and sometimes
scathing
physical
indictment. I don't have health insurance, brag.
Jamie, I don't have a joke commentary on it. I want to fix it.
I would like it.
If we could end this episode with Jamie having a driver's license and health insurance, I think we'd really accomplish something.
I know. I think
really
we'd also be a disaster of a person.
We would be bending time. Oh, we got another medical info email.
Oh, there's a, should I click? It's a lot more numbers.
It's more numbers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Caitlin.
This happens to me all the time because for a while I was on Medi-Cal, which is like the super low income version of all this. Right. And then like,
So
there's a bunch of numbers. Oh, we've also got the cheese thing again.
Cheese.
And then now we get into an actual email. Would you read this?
Okay. This is apparently something I was going to maybe post on Facebook or something?
Oh.
I have no idea. All right. This is embarrassing. A very boring story is about to unfold, but I do try to arrive at a point. Yesterday, my dentist's office called me about my upcoming appointment and said that they saw I was no longer insured by my dental insurance company. This was news to me, so I called my dental insurance company, which I got through Covered California. They told me that Covered California dropped me from my dental plan, but they had no idea why. So I had to call Cover California, who told me that they dropped me from my plan because I am now covered under Medi-Cal. This is so stupid. They either didn't notify me about this or they tried to notify me and it went to my old address despite many efforts to tell them what my new address is.
This is so convoluted.
I know. If I understand correctly, what we are looking at is a draft email that includes a bunch of numbers you need to call and then also your Facebook post.
That I never posted.
Just venting about the situation.
Because I was
just
like, this is very stupid, yeah. Should I read the rest?
I think we got the gist of it.
Yeah.
it doesn't ever get too fiery either. It's a pretty straightforward, it is a tight-laced email.
She's just trying to arrive at a point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, this is fun. Let's scroll to the very bottom and see what point you arrive at.
I think I didn't finish it.
No, you absolutely
did not finish it.
You tried to arrive at a point.
I got so bored by my own story that I was just like, no.
Okay, excellent. Jamie, come on back.
Okay. Hey.
Okay, so Jamie, up here you're going to type in BCC. And then this, what is this, a colon?
That's a colon,
and then
yeah.
M-E.
Me.
Blinding. Carbon. Copy.
So this is everything you've ever been BCC'd on.
Oh, geez. 176 things.
So let's go back.
Okay.
Because it feels like, I will be honest, you guys have a pretty professional email at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So I think to get juicy,
yeah,
you gotta
I mean,
go back
this is
further.
Not the juicy, this is not the platform where the juicy things happen for us. Oh my God. This is, okay, 950. So this would be 2011. These are all kind of spammy emails from college organizations I was in 2011.
Delightful. So you were using Gmail in college?
Yeah, I made it to apply to college.
Oh.
Yeah. These are all from college, from different things I did in college.
And then a lot of
improv
stuff.
Yeah. This is when I started taking improv classes, 2012. A simpler time.
What is the Twitter account one?
What?
Wait, scroll slower.
Okay.
Sorry, that was very school marmish.
No, it's okay. Twitter account. Oh, this is
okay, so where is this from?
An organization I only participated in once. This would be for my freshman year of college. WEBN News, so the Emerson College News Station. Everyone, please don't tweet personal messages on our Twitter. Only news and entertainment and sports stuff. Make sure you log out of WEBN and back into your own after using it for news purposes. We've been having issues with this. Thank you.
Did you tweet anything from that account?
No, I wasn't even involved. I was just BCC'd probably because I'd been there before.
Can we go to their Twitter account?
Probably.
I mean, I'm sure that they deleted whatever was a problem, but still.
You never know.
Okay, we're in – oh, I guess this account was made in 2016.
Well, or we just can't – we can't refresh that far.
Damn. I don't know. Well, I guess – I'm sure they deleted whatever it was.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Twitter account, I don't know. I know nothing of this scandal, unfortunately, this particular college scandal.
I love the idea of having to email a bunch of college kids and being like, log out. You can't post personal things on this news account. I think that's so funny. I have a question.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Uh-huh.
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
No, I wish I was.
Great.
Caitlin?
I don't even know if I know what that is.
Yeah. It's a new segment we're doing.
It's a new segment. Let me tell you right now. This is exactly how it goes every time. Cool.
Someday.
Wait, Jamie, I would love – you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Can we look at your Instagram?
Sure.
Faves and saves.
Was that slightly reluctant? Sure.
I couldn't tell. Yeah, for sure.
Great. Do you save stuff?
Oh, I think I have, but exclusively on accident, where you like –
oh, I would love to see what you've saved on accident.
What have I saved on – how do I check that?
So go to yours and then here.
Uh-huh. Saved. Yep. Oh, yeah, this would all be on accident.
But these are things you looked at, though.
A lot of
stuff if it's on accident.
I do that a lot, though. Like, or maybe some are like, oh, I want to go back to this
person's
later.
Photo, this very first photo that you've saved on accident.
Oh, my God. My friend Matt. Yeah, this was for sure an accident. It looks like he's going, looking sharp for them callbacks.
You didn't even like the photo.
Fear.
You
no.
Not even like it.
I think it was, when you're trying to scroll, sometimes you save it. Well, there's what
is
Matt.
Is this a good friend of yours?
Yeah, when I lived in Boston, we were very close.
I think give it a like.
Okay.
How long ago?
Should we throw a quick comment on there? Maybe we throw a quick comment on there. What was his caption? What'd you
Looking
say?
Looking sharp, Matt. After all these years. This is going 98 weeks ago. That's not good.
Sure he's going to think you got hacked.
This was also a mistake.
Okay.
This is Dana.
Dana J. Bine?
Yeah. This is also a mistake.
Friend of
yours? Yes, another friend from Boston.
Can we give it a like again?
Sure.
And is there anything to comment? What?
I don't know. I don't know where he is.
Where are you?
Where is this?
Where is this?
I think this is when I was new to Instagram and maybe didn't know what I was doing.
Were you trying to like and you were just accidentally saving?
I doubt it. This one I definitely saved, probably to go back to later. This was just like something I did for work. This I didn't mean to save.
But you did like it.
I did like it. I probably meant to do that and then did both. That's my friend Andrew. This is something I saved. It's a cup that I had. It says, I'm dying up here. Back when that show was airing and I was making fun of it.
Oh, that show.
Yeah, it was a corny show. This is a cartoon I did. I think I definitely saved it on accident.
Your own cartoon?
My own cartoon. Yeah, there's no reason I would have saved it. I have it. Definitely saved this on accident.
What is it? It's like a throwback picture.
It's a it's a picture of a writer that I know as a baby, and I did not like it.
Do you know the writer as a baby?
I do know the writer as a baby.
The writer is a baby.
I saved my own post again on accident. Oh, here's a fun picture. Yeah, maybe I saved this on purpose. I forget. This is a picture of me in New York City. Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Fun.
We have a Seamless there.
Yeah, I hear that Seamless is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Looks like an improv picture.
There's a picture of, this is like a variety show picture. Oh, I saved one of Caitlin's pictures. It's when you were dressed as LeFou. Maybe I saved this on purpose. I don't really know.
I would hope you save that on purpose.
Like, I'm going to need to go back to this.
All right. Caitlin, come on back here.
Okay.
Jamie, so since you're going to be the person who may end up sending the email, let's keep things even.
Okay.
Would you give us a search term you would like us to plug into Caitlin's email?
Cancel? Is that a good one?
Put that, well, we don't have to put that in quotes, do we? It's just one word.
No, it's just one word. Let's try it.
I want to find something that you canceled. Oh my God.
What phrase would Caitlin use if she was in declaring something canceled?
What about hate to cancel?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be all in quotes.
Okay.
I want to see if we can find something you canceled that maybe you lied about.
No messages match your search.
But was that what is that?
I've never
what
canceled
Caitlin would
plans
say?
On anybody.
No, but I don't. I just am curious if there would be something. I feel like that would probably be something that I would say.
Yeah,
maybe have to cancel.
Yeah, have to cancel.
Yeah.
You never hate to cancel. You just
have to.
Oh, okay.
Lots come up here. Woo.
Saturday night. That's the one.
Wow. The subject line is Saturday night.
Oh.
Oh, you got canceled upon. Oh, but this was for a show.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, I guess have to cancel would mostly be in regards to dropping from a show.
Right.
Well, God damn it.
Let's
this
see
is a famous comedian canceling on me. Rude.
So if we click on here, I don't know why I said I because I'm self-absorbed. let's go to from and put in your email address. And now we'll only see stuff that's canceled that you sent.
Oh, okay. Wait, can we do the paint night one?
Oh, yeah.
Because you almost hooked me up with this job and then I got freaked out by it and never did it because I got yelled at
by
Germans.
Is this?
Paint Night?
Yeah.
Okay, Paint Night is a company that I worked for. It is an activities sort of thing. I never know how to describe it. You go to this event and all the supplies is there for you to paint a specific picture.
Okay.
And it's like a thing that most people on dates and middle-aged women do mostly where they just they're I'm drinking my wine, I'm drinking my margaritas, I'm painting a picture. It's just it's a fun activity to do with your friends.
You're being so nice. It's horrible and the people who come to this event are horrible.
And Germans yell occasionally. Is that what you said? Did someone say something about Germans yelling?
That was my experience where I think shortly after this email was sent, you recommended me to be a replacement.
Yeah.
And this would have been when I just moved to LA and really needed a job. And I was like, yeah, I could do paint night. And then the night that I trained with the guy you're emailing was I'm so sorry. This was one of the worst paint nights that we've ever had. It was a huge group of German tourists and everyone's making the same painting.
Yeah.
It's basically just where sorority sisters who have kept in touch go to get blackout drunk and all paint the same picture. It's
and
hell.
So you're the MC?
You're the teacher of the class. It's not really a class.
You should be onto the grass now. Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah. Right. You instruct them on okay, now you mix these colors together and you'd put the paint on this part of the canvas.
Do you know how to paint?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So
we're a professional painter.
Really?
No.
I was qualified for the job.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I asked that rude, but also Jamie, there is a history of doing things that you maybe necessarily have not gone through the proper steps for.
You don't need to be certified by the government to paint.
No.
Is the good news.
Yes. You never got a license to paint, Jamie? Jesus.
License to paint. That's a good something.
But so would you go over to people and be like, good, Judy, this is going really well. I like what you're doing here. Would it be that kind
of thing? Yeah, you have to give them – because then they might tip you at the end.
Oh,
so you
want
to be nice to them.
Got it.
Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
I think around 5 or 6 months.
Pre or post Postmates?
Post Postmates.
Okay.
I lost my Postmates job. I had to do something.
So this was the next thing.
So paint night it was.
Paint night, Postmates to paint night.
And can we read this very formal email?
Yes, I'm the queen of formal email. Hi, Ezra. I was waiting until I got the official word, but I have some news.
some happy, some sad. The happy news is that I've been offered a full-time job as the program director at NerdMelt. The sad part of this is that this job will not leave me enough time to have a regular schedule with paint night. Frowny, crying face emoji.
The melting one.
Melting emoji.
Yeah, the one where it's, is it sweat, the sweaty one?
I thought it was a tear. I don't know.
It's
why.
It's a mushy kind of like.
I feel like some emojis don't translate from Apple to Google very well, so it could have been crying on your phone and sweating on Google.
It turned super sweaty in the transfer.
Back to more happy news. The NerdMelt job doesn't start until later this year, so I will be able to finish out all the events that are currently on my paint night's calendar. The last one is December 19th, and I won't have. Okay, here's where it comes in. I won't have to cancel.
Wow.
There it is.
Oh, I like that.
I just wanted to give you plenty of heads up to allow you time to find and train a replacement and whatnot. Thank you for this opportunity. Paint Night has been a lot of fun. Let me know if you ever need a sub or help at a private event or something. Depending on my schedule, I can try to help out. Thanks again for everything.
Wow.
You've still never canceled, a perfect record.
I know.
Beautiful. Okay. Jamie, come on back. Matt, do you want to do the trivia question?
Yeah. Hey, what's it time for?
Oh, chickens to come home to whatever.
Yes.
Whatever.
This is part two of Email Roulette, okay? What's going to happen is you are going to attempt to answer a trivia question. You'll get one try.
Okay.
This is me talking to you, Caitlin, even though I was looking at Jamie.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was confusing.
Yes. I was throwing a little misdirection at you by accident. Okay. You will have one chance, Caitlin, to answer this question. If you get it wrong, Jamie will have to send the email we wrote before, which goes as follows, the email.
Oh.
Can you reread it for us, please?
The email. Was that you? Hey, bud. I took a subway this morning, glanced up from my novel, Elena Ferrante, and pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, saw your friendly face. Wanted to say hey, but then I remembered that I absolutely do not want closure ever, ever, ever. So just letting you know, hair and makeup if you have any questions. How do we feel? Do we have an ending? I hope not.
Strong.
Okay. Stronger. And who does this get sent to if I get this wrong?
The person that she did not see on the subway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
sent to your dad.
Right.
My mom.
Yes.
Great.
Okay. Here we go.
So nervous.
You get one chance. Nicole and I do not know the answer.
We do not.
And we're also not good at this trivia. Google is known for its April Fool's Day stunts, most notably the announcement of fake products and tools. Which of these is not real, aka fake? A. Google Okert yogurt. Google Animal Translator, beta. Google plant monitor. Google Weather Control, controls weather. Again, three of these are real.
I don't understand anything that was just
okay. On April Fool's Day, Google announces fake products and tools. Okay. One of these is fake. All right. Google Okert, which is a yogurt. Google Animal Translator, which is apparently in beta. Google plant, which is a plant monitor.
What's a plant monitor?
We can talk about that in a minute. Or Google Weather Control controls weather. A plant monitor is a device that monitors plants. I don't know. I don't know. Like,
solid prank.
Yeah.
Let me clarify. One of them is not a real prank.
Okay. So they all. Okay.
Oh.
That is very helpful clarification.
None of them are real products.
I knew that.
Okay.
Cool, Nicole. Thanks so for telling us.
All but one of them, Google has said, haha, April Fool's, look at this fun product. And one of them is not something that Google ever...
didn't make that joke
okay.
on one of these. Got it. Now do we follow? You're
okay.
The guy who was reading those before.
Can I talk through this a little bit before I give my final answer?
We prefer it.
Okay.
I'm much more comfortable if you talk through it.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so Google yogurt? Google Okert?
Yes, Google Okert, which is a yogurt. That's weird.
But I feel like Google would be like, yeah, look at us. Look how funny we are. We made up a yogurt. April Fool.
Definitely still in the running. We can't rule that one out yet.
Sure. Google Animal Translator? Was that what it was?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I feel like that's something that Google would try to be like, again, yeah, this is a jokey thing we're doing.
Google people aren't funny.
No. Google Plant.
Yes.
Monitor?
Maybe. Is this like a baby monitor for your plants? Is that like what this is?
That's what I assumed.
Oh.
But now why wouldn't you just, couldn't you just use a baby monitor to monitor your
plants?
Because
it's a joke. That's the idea. The idea is that it's
No, I know. Okay. But we still have to talk it through in a
No,
way.
I know. But you're applying kind of logic to it.
We are.
That doesn't belong.
Okay.
Right? Because the idea, it's like, which one of these is not a joke Google would have made?
Yeah. This one's hurting my head. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This one's really bashing me over the head.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the fourth one again?
Google weather control. Controls the weather.
Controls the weather. That also sounds like one that Google will be like, yeah, we're so powerful that we figured out a way to control the weather.
Okay, so this might not be helpful, but here's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
What I'm looking at is the way that these questions are written. It's Google Okert, and then in parentheses it says yogurt. Google Plant, in parentheses it clarifies that it's a plant monitor. Google Weather Control, in parentheses it clarifies that it controls weather. But Google Animal Translator, in parentheses it just says beta. Oh. Now, so that's a different format than the other ones.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm bringing to it.
So
that's helpful.
Which of these is not like the other?
Yeah,
you're playing that old
something.
Game.
Yeah,
the stupidest one, though, that I don't think that even like – tech people would the yogurt one like what the f- the other three are like
they're
something
fake devices.
Something technological about them, right? But Google yogurt is a food item that may or may not be delivered by Postmates, Seamless, etc.,
right? Along with other retail goods.
Yes, retail items.
Items, yes.
Mm-hmm. So but you don't know the answer, you said.
We do not
we
know
do
the
not.
Answer.
Rachel's,
so Rachel's sitting over there.
Oh, okay. So I was like, well, I could say anything.
Yeah, we don't know.
So the answer, we don't know the answer.
And we can't confirm it. So yes. It...
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Just check in with Jamie. Is this, how are your nerves on this one? Are you feeling pretty calm? Is Caitlin in a good place with this? Or?
I don't know. I mean, aren't I rooting for her to fail? In this case, do I want her to get it right or
you want her
get
to get it,
right?
Because if she gets it wrong, you have to send the email.
Oh, wait. Then I thought that if she gets it, so then
I have to get this
right. This is a very confusing game. Wait. So if so she gets it right, I don't have to send the email.
Yes.
Yes.
If she gets it,
it's the opposite.
So I'm the only person who faces a potential consequence here. How
yes.
did that happen?
Because there's.
Well, because the idea is that our idea going in was that you're a team, and so wouldn't it be fun if your fate was in the hands of your partner.
Should we start over this episode?
Yeah, let's just close this down.
Well, I don't feel good about this question. I think that the yogurt sounds the fakest to me. Like that's
what I'm leaning toward too.
Because it's not even a tech product.
Stupidest name.
Yeah, I mean yogurt isn't. The other three things sound tech enough that like
Google. It would make sense that Google might have something to do with
an
them.
An unfunny tech guy would be like, oh, be
yeah,
great.
We know how to translate animal sounds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I feel like yogurt is too stupid.
Yes.
Because it's not even in their industry.
That's what I'm feeling too. I mean, not nearly as much as at stake for me, but I would feel horrible if I were to cause you, Jamie, to have to send
talk
an email.
To someone I have no desire to talk to. And
yes.
So you don't want to move her off of Google Okert, it sounds like.
Right.
You're not feeling strong enough to sway her away from that
well,
answer.
But well, but it's not – Jamie's not getting swayed. It's ultimately Caitlin's call.
Well, that's yeah. fair. And
that's my
point.
Input.
Yes. I think thank you. That's helpful.
That yeah.
Great. The fakest. Caitlin, when you're ready, just look at Rachel and tell her which one you're guessing.
Okay. So my answer is the Google yogurt Okert thing. Fuck!
It's wrong? Which one was the wrong – bad one?
Which one?
Plant? Oh, plant. I was really pretty sure it was plant. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow. So the
okay.
Google Plant
Jamie.
Translator was not a prank that they
Jamie,
did.
You got to do it.
Okay, I'm going to send it.
You have to send it, Jamie.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. Okay, message is sent. I could undo it.
No, but that's not the rules. That's not the rules.
I can't get it. Was there any rule that I can't undo? Oh, it's too late. What a journey. Well, I'm here for another 12 hours, so maybe I'll be so fortunate as to run into this man.
Maybe you'll get that closure that you don't want.
Maybe his baby? Don't know.
Maybe he'll get his baby?
So what?
Maybe I'll meet his baby.
Oh, yes.
Jokes are horrible.
I've learned so much today.
The most tangled trivia web we've ever encountered.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much.
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast. In an alternate universe, I think this show would be called Security Alert because, like, almost every show starts with someone getting a security alert when they log in on this random computer.
That's true. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Good story.
Okay.